Now we are joined by a very special guest. She is in Chicago for the weekend. Professional volleyball player Denise Johns. Denise, welcome to the show.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How is Chicago treating you? Did you just get in?
Oh, I got in late last night, about midnight, and it's just beautiful. The weather couldn't be better. I'm
great.
So excited about playing.
Great. Now, you're in Chicago for the Chicago Open out there, I think is officially what it's called. But that one seems to be a very, very popular stop on the tour for players.
Right. I mean, it's one of our favorites just because we get to stay downtown at some luxurious modern hotels.
The W?
Well, right now we're staying at the Hotel 71, but last year it was the Hard Rock, and then the year before that it was the W.
Yes, so, great hotel in Chicago. Sorry, I just had to put in a plug for it. I love it.
I know. I love it, too. It's just got a great nightlife and a lot of energy, so I think that's why we like it so much.
Speaking of energy, a real key to the Pro Beach Volleyball Tour is the atmosphere and is the energy of the tour, and really it's the attitude of the beach. How much of the beach attitude plays into the tour, really? I mean, because when I went out there, I had an absolute blast just hanging out with everybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you kind of have to be laid back and energetic to play beach volleyball just because it's a beach sport, and anything beach-related is pretty laid back. And then on top of that, to be athletic and competitive, there's just a lot of energy around that. And so everybody involved in the sport is just really cool people, some of the best people I've ever met.
So it's not good for high-strung people.
Right. I think you can kind of lose your mind playing beach volleyball if you're high-strung.
Yeah, I went out to the tour event in Cincinnati July 4th weekend. Honestly, I've been to a ton of sports events in my life. I've never been to a sporting event over an extended period of time. I was there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I must have watched over 32 hours of volleyball. Literally, I counted, and I was entertained throughout the whole entire time. I've never had more fun at an event in my entire life. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
And you know what I thought was great, and Denise can talk to this, when you're sitting there watching a match, half the time the people sitting next to you are the athletes themselves, and you can just start talking to any of the athletes.
Yeah, I think the best thing about the AVP is that the players are tangible, and you can just go around and hang out.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of pictures with several of the athletes. Obviously, I have the one I admire of myself with you, and I've got one with an up-and-comer named Rooney on the male tour. He is going to be tearing up. Watch for him in the next year or two. He is tearing it up, Rooney, that is. And I got one with one of my most all-time favorite players, Holly McPeak, as well. So, I mean, it was just the availability of the players. You can get autographs all over the place, and the players will sit there and talk to you. I love the attitude of the beach. Now,
yeah.
Denise, let's talk a little bit about you. You're a UC grad, but you didn't play volleyball at UC. You were an athlete, though. You were a rower. How do you go from rowing to the beach volleyball tour?
Well, I think beach volleyball has always been kind of part of me, but I just like switching sports every once in a while. Like, I mean, in high school, I did volleyball, track, and swimming, and then I decided I needed a change, so I went to rowing in college, and I needed something that was flexible with my schooling, so that just kind of fell into place. But I played beach volleyball ever since I was about 10 or so at a local lake that I grew up by. So it's always been my favorite, and I've always loved it more than any other sport, so that's why I decided to pursue it more.
Now, when I look at the things you accomplish, I'm quite amazed, because not only are you a volleyball player, which would take up a lot of time anyway, but you're also a project manager for an architectural firm during the week. So
I've got to
imagine, how do you find time to do anything?
You're like Batman. You know, you have a day job and a night job.
Batman, I kind of like that. Yeah, I pretty much don't have a social life, and I work my butt off all the time. So it pays off, though, and I'm really happy. And it's a little overwhelming at the same time, but, you know, that's what I
got to
do. I got to pay the bills, so.
speaking of working your butt off, I was out at the tournament, and I was checking out all the different players and seeing who brought what, and I have to say that definitely you have one of the best bodies on the tour, without doubt. Now, I can say that because I saw them all. I did that for the listeners, Martin. I did that for the listeners. I checked them all out for the listeners. And so I want to know what your workout regime is to get that cut, because, I mean, all the women, all the guys, everybody on tour is phenomenally cut.
And then I have
what
a follow-up question after
you answer. What do
this.
You do to keep up, to keep training?
Well, I pretty much just do beach training right now because we're in the middle of the season. But, you know, anyways, thank you for the compliment.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Yeah. And on the off-season, I train at a gym, SBC, in San Diego, and they help me work on my agility and my quickness and things like that. And I guess it just kind of comes with the territory. And, you know, working out a couple hours every single day on the beach pretty much gets you the muscle that you need.
Now, Denise, I just noticed you say you don't have much of a social life. Jeff, I noticed that you said you checked out a lot of bodies on the AVP tour, and
this is going bad.
You thought hers was
I'm
just going to dangle that out there, Denise. I'm sure you heard what I said, Jeff. I'm sure you heard what I said, and I'm going to move on to my next question, Denise. You know, the San Diego area. I'm trying
this
to
is
think
so
of
bad.
Famous San Diego people I know, and Rey Mysterio Jr. comes to mind. Do you know who he is? Do you know Rey? Have you heard of him?
I don't think so.
He is a professional wrestler. I told you. His famous move is the 619 because he's from the San Diego, and that is the San Diego area code. Martin has this obsession with the WWE. So he assumes that everybody in San Diego knows everybody else. And with you being a professional athlete and him being a professional athlete.
This is world wrestling entertainment. So he's worldwide.
Ah, Denise, I'm sorry.
I don't really watch wrestling. I'm sorry.
Please. Most people don't. Most people don't. There's good reason for that. Now, Denise, on the tour, you've done pretty well. So you're a 15th seed in Chicago this weekend, and you finished fifth two times this year, once at Tempe and once in your hometown of San Diego. When are we going to see you crack into those semifinals? I'm waiting to see you crack into those semifinals.
Well, God, I hope it's this weekend, but this is the last weekend of the tour this season, and hopefully it's not this weekend, the next year. But, in San Diego, we had a great finish. We actually beat two of the top three seeds, so we have the ability. We just have to pursue it and do it every time. You know, we have to play to our capabilities. But we beat Elaine and Rachel, who have won the last couple tournaments.
Yeah, Elaine Youngs and Rachel Walcorder.
Yeah, and then we beat Holly McPeak and Jen Kessie in the same tournament, which was pretty huge since we were
Those are number two and number three currently on the tour in rankings for women. So number one, of course, obviously Amanda Walsh. That's the names that everybody knows. And Rachel Walcorder. It's funny you mentioned Rachel Walcorder. We have a way to track who comes into our blog and our website, and we can see where they entered from, whether they entered by just typing unabatedsports.com or whatnot, which, by the way, go there and check out the pictures I took of Denise and all the other players. And the entire tournament. I took some great pictures of the entire tournament. Check those out, please, on the blog. But
yeah, Denise, you're very popular by way of our blog.
Yeah, we've actually gotten a lot of hits and a lot of emails about the pictures I took.
You're the most searched female on our blog.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
That and, we've gotten a lot of hits, people looking for Rachel Walcorder pics. So may actually have to find someone and put them up. But personally, you've now become a personal fan favorite in Cincinnati. Obviously, a UC grad, you'd be a fan favorite anyway. But it's amazing to me that I found out you have never done an interview before on the radio. This is your very first one.
This is my very first one. How's it going?
It's going great on our end. I don't know about your end. I don't know if you're ever going to want to do one again.
Oh, no. This is fun. This is great.
Hey, so far, so good.
Yes, so far.
Now, let's get back to this. You don't have much of a social life. You
now, Denise,
elaborate
Denise
on
we,
that,
we have to ask the question, are you single? That's what our listeners, we did get some emails.
Bingo.
Are you single?
I didn't want to go that forward, Jeff, but good job.
I have a boyfriend, yes.
Oh! Wow, you're, that's good for you.
Listeners, I just saw a heartbreak. Wow.
See, you just broke CG's heart. She's heartbroken over that.
Oh, stop.
But, that's wonderful. That must be tough to balance a social life and all the obligations involved with being on the tour.
Yeah, well, he's just as busy, if not more busy than I am, so we pretty much don't do anything exciting together.
Is he a tour player?
He plays in the qualifiers, yes, but he's kind of going towards his career more now that the season's ending.
Well, if we may ask, do you care to share with us what his career is?
Well, right now he's getting his doctorate in education.
Whoa.
Wow! I'm blown out of the water.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think Jeff could have competed with that anyway.
Yeah, he's pretty smart.
Wow.
No,
that's
smart
good.
Too. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Jeff.
I think I met him, actually. Was he in Cincinnati?
Yeah, he was.
I think I met him.
Ooh, you met with the competition.
I think I did. That's not competition. Will you stop that? I'm sorry, Denise. This is why we can't have nice guests. We bring on nice guests like you, and Martin just goes and screws it all up with his with his male mind.
Now, how's that screwing it up? When I'm concerned about Denise mentioning that she didn't have much of a social life, you mentioning that she had the best body, isn't that what any good friend would do, Denise?
I don't know. It just seems like a typical male thing to do.
Yes, it is. See, Martin? Although I do appreciate your effort. Oh, I was supposed to say that off the air. My bad.
I'm sorry.
My bad. Denise, so you've done really well so far, as we said, 15th seed this week in Chicago. The finals are going to be on NBC this week. We want to make sure that we mention that. The men's finals is 4:30 to 6 on NBC on Saturday. On Sunday, the women's final is from 1:30 to 3. The OLN, the Outdoor Life Network, has the semis on Saturday for the men's at 2 p.m., Sunday at 11 a.m. Check local listings for those. And you can follow along with Denise and how she does on AVP.com. You just go there. You click there. I think we have a link to her page.
Yes, we do. Through the blog.
Through the blog. So you can check out that and see how she's done throughout all of her tournaments. It's a great, great setup because they go through every single player and every single match they've played and who they played and what the score was. It's a very well put together very well put together website. Martin's checking it out right now.
Absolutely. Stats, player bios, top stories, the schedule, the photo gallery.
Which is always nice.
Absolutely.
We always appreciate the photo galleries, obviously. A big hit on our website. But, Denise, you have some words of wisdom on one of your websites, which it's very enlightening in the beginning, and at the end it has some very practical knowledge when you say, being true to yourself and following your dream will bring you happiness, and never mix Jägermeister with tequila. That is very practical.
I forgot about that.
My research. You see, no one can ever say I don't do my research. And that's off one of your sponsors' page. And now you have some sponsors now. And tell me a little bit about your sponsors. And are you going to be looking to change any in the future?
Right now I have Plastic Clothing as my clothing sponsor. And I have 92101residential.com as my other sponsor. And sandsocks.net is another sponsor. And I'm also in the process of working a deal with Victoria's Secret.
Did you just say Victoria's Secrets?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a secret anymore. She just shared that with us.
Is that going to be your new line of beachwear?
Well, I don't know about beachwear, but they have an athletic line, which is owned by Shock Absorber. And
interesting name.
They just distribute it through Victoria's Secrets. So I'm hoping I can get a discount or something.
So you're a 6'1", attractive, sculpted body female who's an architect, which means you're obviously incredibly smart. You're also a professional volleyball player, which means you have the athletic thing going.
You have a boyfriend that's a doctor.
You have a boyfriend that's a doctor. You have an incredible wit. And you know what? You have a great sense of humor. Are we missing something here? Are we missing anything?
I'm pretty messy.
You're pretty messy. Oh, the secret's out now. You're pretty messy.
Now, how so? Can you give us some perspective on that?
I'm a complete slob. Because there's no time for any of that. And I pretty much, my room is a pigsty. I have clothes laying out everywhere. My sink is full of dirty dishes. That's
exactly my house right now.
Wow. Now, see, you have that in common with Jeff, Denise.
Yes, we have dirty dishes in common. I can see relationship bonds forming right there, Martin.
If the doctor thing doesn't work out, Denise, you know how to contact us, and you let me know.
Once again, Denise, I apologize for this. This has gone horribly, horribly awry. But real quickly, before we let you go, you're from England, technically, and I know we were talking at Cincinnati. You're looking at getting into the Olympics in 2008 representing England.
Actually, my dad's from England, so I have dual citizenship, and so I can either do it for the U.S. or I can do it for England, and 2008 would be a great goal for me, but if not, then the 2012 Olympics is in London, and that's, like, my ultimate ideal is to be in that Olympics.
So you're 6'1", sculpted body, professional volleyball playing, architect, and possible future Olympian who has dirty dishes.
Wow,
that's...
We need to put her through the gauntlet question, Jeff.
We do indeed.
And I would like for you to do the honors.
Our gauntlet question tonight, Denise, is we're putting together our ultimate road trip CD of compilation music, and we're taking a song from all of our guests, and Martin and CG and I have put some songs on it. We need you to give us one song to put on our road trip CD, so when we drive out to catch a football game or to catch a pro beach volleyball tournament, we have something to listen to. Give us a song to put on that list that's some good road tripping music.
Well, I would say Handsome Boy Modeling School did a remake of Jack Johnson's Breakdown. I don't know if you've ever heard that song, Breakdown, by Jack Johnson.
Yes, I have indeed. They're both giving me looks, and I got made fun of because I didn't know the DMX song, but I know Jack Johnson, so ha on you two.
I know Jack Johnson, I just don't know that song. So, I'm not familiar with that song.
Although,
so.
I've never heard of the band that covered that. That's you're going out there.
Yeah, it's a little more hip-hop, so it's kind of fun, get a good beat going. When you're
look
driving.
At this, hip-hop. See, she's got her street cred, which is something that Jeff does not have.
I do not have street cred. We've established that. Thank
cred.
You.
We established that earlier in the show today.
Denise, we want to wish you the best of luck. In fact, Denise, real quickly, though, if people do want to get in touch with you for sponsorship, you're, like we said, you're a local person with the UC ties, and obviously you'd be a great spokesman for anything. We've decided upon that. Is there a way that anybody can get in touch with you? Do you want us to send them along to you? Do you want them to get in touch with us? If there's any possibility for any sponsorship, which I know you would take on, it's the right situation, because we could use some sponsors ourselves, people out there, if you're listening. Is there any way that they can get in touch with you, or do you just want them to get in touch with us and we can get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.djinfo.org. So that's got my information there, and it has a little spiel and has some photos on there. So, yeah, go to there if you want to sponsor me. Please help me out.
Hear that, people? It's a local person. It's a local girl done good, and she's doing quite good. Make sure to check out the AVP on NBC. That's what I say. It's like Geeter. He says that. That's the guy who fires him up, but I'm not quite as good as Geeter. I'm sorry.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I thought you were having a seizure or a stroke.
No, Denise knew it because you're not down with the AVP, Martin.
Did you know what he was doing, Denise?
She knew what I was doing. She knows about Geeter. Come on. She knows the culture. You're just not down with my people, Martin. You're not down with my people of the beach.
Sorry, I got distracted. No, I know exactly what Geeter says, and that's pretty good.
Thank you. I know my beach culture. I may not know DMX, but I know the beach, dang it. Denise, it has been an absolute pleasure and joy to talk to you. We've gone way over top of our break, but you know what? I really don't care. Denise, anytime you want to come on for anything, for any reason, if you want to pump your sponsors, if you just want to give us a lowdown on what's going on, if you want to talk about the latest trends in architecture.
If you need consolation after breaking up with a boyfriend or something like that as well.
Once again, Denise, I apologize. Anybody listening, you can send your angry emails to Martin, care of Martin, at unabatedsports@gmail.com. Please send us some angry emails, please. Denise, it's been an absolute pleasure and a joy. We'll let you go and get your rest, and good luck this weekend, and we'll definitely be checking the website and shooting you some emails to wish you luck.
All right, thanks a lot. You take care.
Thanks, Denise. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye. That was Denise Johns, UC grad. Oh, we didn't even ask her about Bob Huggins. Oh, we forgot. Actually, I asked her off air yesterday.
Okay.
She didn't really have much of an issue about it.
No take
She didn't have a take on it that much. I think it's just because she's so busy.